Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Are we getting back into the theatres again? It's kind of on and it's kind of off. So what we are doing is keeping you up to date on some of the performances taking place with audio description around the UK. Anne Hornsby is here from Mind's Eye Arts. And a bit of a tricky time at the moment, isn't it? I suppose a lot of these theatre companies and guys like yourself just never sure what's around the corner.
Places are starting to programme, and I think we're all just sitting here with our legs and our arms and everything and our fingers crossed, hoping we will be able to go ahead. But one or two places have already opened and managed to put shows on with social distancing. So even if we can't open up fully, then we can do that. And also we can do some outside work as well, which is very positive, I think, for this time of year.
Absolutely. Well, let's start with some outside performances as well. A bit of Shakespeare and probably one that I would have thought was more of a pantomime.
This year we've got Home in Manchester, and they've managed to find an outdoor space in the city centre. And so they're going to be doing A Midsummer Night's Dream, and then they're doing a version of Alice in Wonderland. So very much family entertainment. It's a new version of A Midsummer Night's Dream. It's only going to be an hour and a half long, and it's got original music, and it's all about the fun of the piece. People probably know A Midsummer Night's Dream has the fairy world with Titania and Oberon, and then we have the world of the aristocracy, the court life. We have the world of the mechanicals, who are the working people who are going to be putting on a play. They come to rehearse the play in the middle of the wood. Meanwhile, the young lovers, two of them have decided to run away together. They get lost in the wood. It's all about mistaken identities, fairy dust being sprinkled on those who sleep so that when their eyes open, they fall in love with the first creature they see. It may be a human or it may be an ass. It's just full of magic and possibility. And of course, at this time of year, almost at Midsummer's Night, it's a perfect one to go to. And then following that, Alice in Wonderland. So that will be very appealing to all ages. And again, that's outdoor theatre.
Fantastic. And with audio description as well. Let's head indoors because you are looking at some of these as well.
The Octagon Theatre has opened after 3 years because it closed for refurbishment. And then, of course, the reopening was put back and put back. They have a monologue there, a one-act play, they're calling it. And it's quite fun because it's about a night at the Octagon. And the stories are of quite a few different people. I think it's seven different people who might happen to be at the theatre tonight. So it's almost as if we were shining a spotlight on different people who will be in that socially distanced audience, or in the foyer waiting for it to start, or standing outside, maybe checking their phone to see if they've had a message from somebody they were hoping to meet at the theatre tonight who hasn't come yet. So it's quite an intriguing little piece, and it's all over within an hour. And again, everything socially distanced is being observed. So that's a lot of fun, and it's so good to be back in that venue, which is, of course, where we first started audio description back in about the late 1980s, 1990. So it's great that as soon as they've reopened, they're offering audio description again. And then also in the Northwest at the Royal Exchange in Manchester, they've got a one-woman show. It's written by a young performer called Lauren Redding, and it's described as a gig musical. And she is a fabulous musician and singer, and she will be performing all the music live. And because it's just her on stage, they've been able to rehearse it, and everything should be going ahead with that one, keeping everything crossed again.
Absolutely. Let's squeeze in one more, and we'll give contact details later as well if people would like more information on these. And you've been doing some audio description for dance.
Yes, there are three dance pieces that are being performed at towns and cities all around. And I've been asked to record the description and also introduction so that people can listen to that before they come, or so they download it onto their phones, and then when they hear the cue, they click play, and then the description should be in time with the dance piece, because the dance piece is quite tightly choreographed and it's choreographed to the music, so the timing shouldn't change. And one of the companies I've been working with, they're called Dame Dance. Their piece is called Irma, which is Portuguese for sister, and it's about the relationship between two women, two friends, although other people have been to see it and said, oh, that reminds me of the relationship between me and my wife, or me and my brother, or me and my cousin. So it's a relationship about two people, and it shows them meeting, being a little bit playful, a little bit inquisitive, having fun, sort of playing a bit like children play, and then they fall out. And they're pushing each other away. They don't want anything to do with each other. And then they realize that they do want to be friends. They do need that other person. So the dance moves very much communicate that development in the relationship. So it's been fabulous to work on. I've been very privileged to have the input of the dancers. So they've been able to say to me, no, this is what's happening there. And this is the journey that we're taking the audience on. So it's been a real collaboration to work with the dance companies. And hopefully there'll be more of those, because obviously the great thing about recorded description is, although it's always more fun and great to do it live, it does mean it's available for any audience anywhere, and people can tune in when they like.
Absolutely. Now, and I know some of these performances are coming up quite soon, and you do have lots on your calendar as well. So if people would like information on the items we've been chatting about, or indeed would like to find out about all the other ones that you have throughout the year and beyond, how do they do that?
The best way is to tune in to the website. That's mindseyedescription.co.uk. And if you go to events, then, as you say, Alan, there's a calendar there for all kinds of events. Also, you can catch us at Mind's Eye Arts. That's on Twitter and on Instagram. And if you want to just drop us an email anytime, we're always very happy to hear from people, and we can give you details about start times and where things are happening. And that's mindseyedescription@gmail.com. And of course, we're on Facebook. So lots of ways to keep in touch.
Great to have the shows back again indoors and, of course, outdoors. And we'll catch up with you again next month. Thank you for updating us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.